This is CliffCentral.com.
Eric, when does the podcast begin?
If I'm not mistaken, just now.
I think it's already started.
Yeah.
Damn. That was good.
You guys were speaking over an EDM beat. Like,
that was so sick. I nearly did drugs on that beat. I nearly did drugs through this microphone.
How do you, just for the record, people don't know who we got on the show. That's like a secret.
Yeah, it's a secret.
Here's the thing. At so many of the comedy shows we did at Carnival City.
Like at the end.
Yeah, we'll do it at the end. We used to do... This is how we normally start the show.
Frank Sinatra.
But you have so many shows that we did at Carnival City where when I first came to Joburg, there we go, and Morgan Beatbox is here.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is he? What is that? Does he do comedy? We don't go to the Beatbox Club and do comedy. Why is he here? Who does he think he is? Then someone said, Dave, there are no Beatbox comedy. There are no Beatbox clubs.
Hey.
But everywhere is a Beatbox club. As long as you got your mouth there.
As long as you got your mic. They normally got a mic.
You're a young guy.
Yeah.
You're 25.
25 of age.
But you've been doing beatboxing as long as you've been at school.
Yeah, no. Well, not as long as I've been at school. Since grade 11, which I think would be 11 years ago. Yeah.
But how you just discovered when you just went...
Yeah, I had siblings that passed away, and we decided to use their vocal cords, like put them to use. So I went for a special surgery where they put it inside. So I'm actually rocking 7 or 8.
That is the most. I almost believed him.
I'm going to do this as well. My siblings die.
My sister's
vagina. Put it in my ear.
You said he's young. I wonder what you're going to say when you get to
come
me.
Come a bit closer. I like you.
You're
and then
child.
Also, the other one we've got here.
Like you were born.
It's Spring Day.
Yeah.
Well, as I call it, Spring Day.
First of September.
It's first of September. Am I too loud?
Everybody's
all right, so
loud.
Here's the deal. We have Spring Day on Friday. Welcome, by the way.
Hi.
Is Eric Janssen.
I am Eric the Viking Janssen, yes.
Didn't you say Eric the Mermaid?
No, we went with Viking the first time, so okay. You're sticking with it. Eric
and
the
I'm
Viking.
And I'm Dave Levinson. I still don't have a nickname.
Dangerous Dave.
Dangerous okay. Dave, yeah.
I've
dangerous.
Calmed down, though. I'm not as dangerous as I used to be.
I can't actually imagine you being dangerous.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
So that's why it's sly.
You saw him kill a crowd at park because he was dangerous.
I saw him. You saw me make a table leave. Never seen anything
Wait,
like
what?
It, Prue.
A table left.
Parkers, the table, they hold. One by one, they kind of looked and they were going like this. Their heads went like to side like that.
Was that on Saturday?
Because I left
early. Oh,
Friday. They just left. They just were not interested in my shit. And I said, I could clear this room.
And you clear the table.
Fuck this table. 12. And they booked the front table. 12 people. Anyway.
Yeah, you should stop doing the waitresses' jobs. They clear the tables.
No, I got them to leave. We've got to get punched some mic technique. If you're going to laugh, you've got to move that way.
Yeah, please.
You're going to laugh in the parking lot.
It's for the people to listen that are laughing.
Yeah.
So, Punch, you, how old are you? Because you're also like 12.
I'm 18 now, so I'm getting older.
But and comedy, but 18, I reckon you're the youngest comedian in the country. Getting paid?
I was.
Yeah,
I was there.
Oh,
I was. Nah, man, record. I don't mind, you, man.
You're a comedian?
No. I sell.
Almost. Oh, that's funny. Morgan.
I sell my jokes live. I do them and then I go, guys, you see the joke works. You can do it.
Do you think I can use the avatar gag?
No, you can't.
I feel like Eric just speaks about his life and it's funny.
It's so cool that someone wants to use your gag. Punch wants the avatar gag.
No, he can't.
You don't look like a negative of an avatar. So, Punch... Punch, surname, name,
look,
and surname,
like
rank, ID
lady.
Number, let's go.
Punch Gasella.
Punch Gasella. And Punch is spelled with an A.
Punch, yeah. So some people go Punch.
Because that is how you pronounce
most
it.
Most people would, yeah.
I would say Punch.
Yeah. Okay. So you're not going to all tell me what my name is.
Yeah, right that's now. What the show's called. Say my name, bitch.
No,
we'll say it for
we're
you.
I'm not telling you what your name is. The English dictionary is. It's Punch.
So what is Punch then? It's got to mean something. It's got to have some other longer term.
Yo, this is about to get boring. My brother's name is Pancello, which is taken from like a Greek. I think if you beatbox while I talk, it's going to be more interesting.
Go.
The story. So like the thing is, my brother's name is Pancello, right? So his name is kind of like Greek. So mine is Punch, and my grandfather's nice. And so it be Punch, nah. Punch to the nice, and I'm Punch nice, son, love it. So that's the thing, right? Okay.
No one. I still didn't get it, but it's cool that
it just sounded cool because he was beatboxing, like you said.
No,
like
but said. His punchlines were very good.
Yeah,
and then Morgan, we don't have much time to spend with you, so.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Are you going to call your one man show Punchlines?
Oh, that sounds dope.
Jeez, check it this.
He missed that. No, he saw what he did there, but he missed that completely. Morgan, 100%. Champion. Never pass up an opportunity to make a putt.
But now, what made you go to the comedy clubs to do your stuff?
Started running out of gigs.
So, but what? Where were the gigs? The gigs at house music. And
no, I was doing clubs, man. I was big into the club industry.
The DJ, this
guy did the EFC.
How do you know?
Yeah, because I don't have DSTV, bro. Playing on SABC.
So what were you when you're saying EFC? What's he talking about?
Yeah,
okay. This is nice. We'll do interview through you. Ask him what was it like.
How was it, bro?
Oh no, Punch. It was good. Can you tell Dave that I opened for an EFC fighter? So I was beating boxes.
It was,
he was
Peter De Vries, right?
No,
was it?
No, it was 100% no? not. I was beating boxes. He was beating heads.
So explain how it would work. Would you walk on? You know when they come out, the music they play, the Rocky theme, or whatever. And he had your own stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to EFC. Tonight, he's 45 kilograms of pure dynamite. It's not Peter De Vries. Who was it?
DeMar Penner.
The Wolf. But that's so you'd have your own mic, which would then be linked to a cordless mic.
Cordless.
But you called that a gig though. You got paid.
That is a gig, yeah.
So you ran out of stuff like that. Did you ever beatbox at clubs where the DJ's playing and he needs a loop to link in and would do it?
I didn't get into the comedy industry through EFC.
you fought Joe Parker. You beat him. You fought Jerry Rustin.
Beat him.
I was just going to say, that must have been the most. You fought Glenbo. No, Glenbo was his open mic fight. Glenbo, they were both
you've got 5 minutes.
They were both wearing that red and blue helmet.
I know.
Nothing below the belt, but if you want to, you can. I mean, no one's going to stop you.
Listen, there was a charity boxing match where the guys, that was to make bucks for someone, and some of the comedians Robbie fought each other.
Yeah, I heard someone took it very seriously.
Like Serengeti. Like,
is it?
Moba.
Yeah. Oh, and
who did he knock out?
No, Moba fought Sumi. Sumi beat him.
Oh, no, if I fought Sumi, I'd take it seriously too.
And then
Sumi beat Moba.
No, there was another guy. He apparently tore a shoulder tendon. And he told the guy before the fight, don't hit me on the side. No. Let's do this thing. And then the guy clapped him there. And then as the guy was going down, he just laid into him. So that was the guy that took it seriously.
I know. Malcolm Ferrer had a hard time as well.
Yeah.
The Cape Town one was hectic too, because Siv is a boxer.
That's heavy one, yeah.
Oh, he's more of a boxer than a comedian, I think.
Who did Siv fight?
Siv fought Brand, guy with a deep voice, does voiceovers, actor
wait,
guy.
Wait, he's more of a boxer than a comedian. Elaborate, please.
You can speak.
Elaborate the fact that Siv is more of a boxer than a comedian.
Yeah,
it's a joke. It's saying that he's not a comedian.
Have you not seen?
It's a joke, Punch.
Have you also not seen Siv? Siv is built like.
Siv's built like a brick shit house.
Yeah.
You should start doing that. Start gymming.
Start gymming. No. I told Eric to hook me up with some gym membership.
Now yes. Wait. Let me just stop that there.
Story time.
Punch looks at me as if I'm his connection to life. My friend, I don't even have connections for myself. I'm busy hustling.
Eric's still doing open mics.
Yes,
I'm not.
I'm still doing open mics, and you're trying to get me to buy you a gym contract. Are you crazy, son? I can barely afford the supplements I steal.
He's got a supplementary supplier.
I mean, this guy.
But now, Morgan, so you leave school and someone says, you're good at this.
No, it was during
Is there
school.
Something else you can do?
I was actually in grade 11 and we were doing the whole 8 mile thing. You remember in Boston?
Yeah.
Where you did battles.
I was a rapper, man.
I was rapping.
I
so which one did you start in high
so
school?
Eric, you went to school. Wait, sorry, one question at a time. You went to school with him?
Yeah.
Eric was 2 years younger than me.
Three. No, I'm lying. Wait. How old do you know?
Who's lying?
25.
Wait. How old are you?
We said that at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, he's four years older than me. So when he was finishing, I was starting.
And they used to do those rap battle kind of vibes.
Yes. Yeah, so I was the Eminem. I was the white rapper. And the guy that was beatboxing sounded like that.
Yeah.
So I was like, I can do it better. So I started beatboxing.
Everyone, when they see Eric, says that.
Yeah. So eventually people started going, you're sounding good. And every day I just got better and better and better. And it was just moved from rapper to beatboxer.
But it is a lack of thing, because you know, in the car, you kind of, that's when you do your practice, when you got no reception on the radio, you got no MP3s to play.
I hardly listen to the radio.
Okay.
And
but what inspires you to do your beatboxing then?
My shower.
But do you keep, what genres do you keep listening to that go, okay, this is a new sound? Because they kind of gone to like an old Motown sound now with a lot of the songs, which would be trumpets and bass.
What, the beatboxes?
Yeah. Not the beatboxes, the music genres.
Music genres, like
thing people are listening
Bruno
to.
Bruno Mars
to.
And those guys.
Sure,
yeah.
No, I beatbox any genre. I actually go through phases. So right now I'm in like a
EDM phase.
No, I'm not in an EDM phase. I'm in this kind of mood, like
dubstep.
That's fast.
Yeah, that's dubstep.
Can you beatbox with these guys?
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Wait for it.
I was walking through the park.
No.
It was
no.
a little bit no. after dark.
No.
I knew she would meet me if I brought my A
game,
game and my dusk hunt. So she petted it slowly.
When I saw her walking down the street.
This is the Just Now podcast. If you're thinking that you just tuned
into school. You didn't tune into anything
well
else.
Done, Morgan.
You are not lost.
Okay, so I leave school and then someone says, we need you to come do this thing at the party. When do you start actually getting paid to do like a 10-minute? How long is a set?
I start getting paid after school. Grade 11 and grade 12 were all free gigs. I was Eric Janssen-ing my life. Going to clubs. Just
yeah,
free
I hear
gigs.
You, man. Amen, yeah. brother. Preach.
Preach, brother.
And it was only actually when I got picked up by my manager that I started getting the corporates, which we know we all love. And
so someone would hire you as at a function. There'd be like an awards evening or something, and then you'd come on and do and wow minutes. Everyone. They'd be like, what the yeah. fuck is this guy doing?
So, I mean, obviously, I was first beatboxing, and then I started getting so comfortable on stage that I started like doing one or two jokes where I actually saw, where I met Donovan Goliath at one of my corporates. I think it was Donovan or Jason.
Donovan, yeah. It was Donovan.
It was Donovan.
Damn, everyone's career Donovan. Starts with when they met Donovan and Jason.
yeah. And he said, man, we got a club. And this was the box.
Away?
Yeah.
On Wednesdays?
No,
Joburg.
No.
Did you ask where?
The box, pop art.
Away.
So they're gonna when you're at the box, shouldn't they change it to the beatbox
they
Sunday night?
Yeah, they didn't want to do that.
Can't get your naming rights.
Stuff, yeah, it's bad enough that I'm from Beatboxburg, so
okay. Yeah. And Eric's beat gets beaten up a lot.
Not anymore.
That's what you guys
He's
think.
Going to gym now. He's looking a bit thin.
I'm strong.
Yeah. Do you want to fight in a celebrity
I'll
boxing
choke
match?
You. I'm waiting for the McGregor versus Phelps swim off.
Then I saw that.
Fire.
I heard he's going. He's and now then, going to just
then,
go
and then,
for.
And then Floyd versus Chuck Norris. Like the, those are the two things.
I reckon they're not going to even fight anymore. He's going up against Big Blue and going to play chess.
Yeah.
It's the Russian dude.
We're going to fight against Mike Tyson in pigeon racing.
Yeah,
that's,
you
know, that's
yeah they're
going
to have a pigeon race. Yeah that's going to be fire.
I think their contest should be reading.
Mike Tyson made so much money out of his first time
this
in pigeon.
Guy,
he kept selling it.
Guys, this guy just said they should have a reading contest. Did you hear how disrespectfully is
to who? To which one?
At both of them.
The
Mike
one couldn't. The one said
Floyd.
He said you can't read.
Yeah, Floyd. Floyd is a bit of a struggle.
To me, what did you learn from? Okay, let's go back to the
let's
back
go
to
back
basics.
To the fight.
We'll talk to you now, Punch. We've got you on the. We've got to get Morgan. He's got a real job.
That's what you say, you know.
But he drives a blue Audi.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. What are you driving the Audi as well?
No, I took a taxi. It was blue.
Punches on that Lexus, boy.
It had an Audi logo on it.
That 2x2.
2x2, man.
Is that an Uber? That sounds like an Uber.
Got the feety eyes. We see you, son. Yeah, so back to Morgan. Okay. What is the question? Uncle Dave.
I have no idea. We asked about the corporates and then said, okay, so you came, then you did the box.
Yeah, I was doing the
so
box.
What are you considering now in terms of if I see you at the comedy club, do you put a bit of comedy into the, the sound effects?
I would say I do about 30% comedy. My comedy is not extremely strong.
Are you writing your own? Are you getting ideas? Someone writing stuff for you?
I'm trying to do things on the spot.
Okay.
Like a Dusty Rich style.
Okay, lekker.
Ad-lib. Well, is it called ad-lib?
It would be cool. Yeah, improv ad-lib.
Yeah, so just seeing people in the crowd and just really actually like, let's be honest, we diss them and make it funny.
Don't say we. I'm nice to people.
I'm nice to people.
At Tilt, the other
except when they leave.
I'm so nice, they go, you know what, we've had enough of this niceness. We're going home.
I saw you at a comedy show at Tilt and you borderline wanted someone, the guy wanted to commit suicide, Mr. Shane Page.
No, I didn't make fun of Shane. I was the only comic that didn't make fun of Shane
Page.
They
said you did.
I didn't.
Was he a guy in the audience?
Yeah.
There was a
How
DJ.
Do we know his
he
name?
Was a DJ. He was a DJ.
And he had committed suicide that week.
No, he was insisting that his table was on stage.
Yeah, his table was on stage.
And
his table was on stage. But I didn't speak. I was the only comic that literally didn't speak to him. Because I didn't know who they were talking about. I was standing outside.
Skull got
so
him.
He wanted a DJ on the stage.
No, he sat there, right, with his girlfriend.
On stage.
You got blonde hair at the top.
They put chairs on the side. So
he
it was like right
on
next
stage
to the stage.
Blonde
it's Tilt in Boxburg, by the way.
Yes.
Okay, cool. We must get them in our gig guide.
Yeah.
We did a place next to G Strings the other night.
Right next
to a strip club. We were doing comedy.
I've never been to G
And then the Hell's Angels
are
there.
Some Boxburg Eye girls.
Oh, and I got arrested.
Now.
I wouldn't know. You got arrested that night.
I heard the story from Sean Stevens when I was at Park Acoustic.
Don't shake my hand, Punch.
You just got your black card, bro.
No, it's because.
Wow.
Boxburg, listen, Boxburg police station is quite neat.
You got arrested
that night.
Drinking and driving.
Drinking and driving.
Drinking then driving.
I feel like Dave is like the first person to be arrested in Boxburg.
Yeah, because we know all the routes. Like, I know back routes too.
We even know the police officer.
It was the back route. It's just that as we left, the guy started following me. So he followed me from the place, Soul Kitchen, Soul City. What was it called?
Soul Shack.
Soul Shack, all the way to the highway.
Soul Shack is by G-Strings. Yo, I'm seeing titties when I go next week. Yeah.
Okay, they don't pay you enough.
They don't. Well, I'm doing an open spot. I've got like $200 that I'm gonna keep till then.
I'll meet you there. Can you drive me home?
Yeah, sure. No,
if you want comedy and strip club, Tabiso's doing a thing.
No, he doesn't do Summit anymore.
What was the Summit Club in Hillbrow?
Yeah, he was doing Summit Comedy Club.
On a Friday. There's comedy at Summit Club.
On a Friday and a Sunday, yeah.
So the strip club comedy, for the guys that are trying to do comedy clubs, it does not work. There's a split audience. They want to see Gun. They don't want to see you do comedy. They used to do it at the Rock Paradise.
Oh,
this is ridiculous. Do you know where Rock Paradise is?
Yes, Kempton Park.
Pomona Road. Yeah. They used to do comedy. So between the lunch session on a Friday, they'd have two or three strippers, and then they'd have a comedian on for 20 minutes.
They came to see...
You have your 1,000 rand, or you could take one of the chicks for a lap dance.
They came...
And both? What?
You couldn't do both.
They came to see Poos, not listen to...
Yeah, listen to Poos on stage.
Listen to this.
I planned that joke for 5 years.
Yeah, I was holding it.
No, it was exactly like that. They literally were not there to see you. They want to see... And they would turn their backs on you and just carry on drinking.
Well, you're not there to see them, right? You're there for that 1,000 rand.
Let me just weigh this in there. The funniest thing Tabiso told me was after the second gig they did at Summit, because the first one wasn't too lacquer. Mm. When he found out the nick of the room and everything. So they do the show, and afterwards they have like a VIP section where all the comics are sitting. Yeah. And while they're sitting there, one of the Nigerian dudes that was like watching the comedy show, he walks up to one of the comics and he just starts raining cash on the guy.
On the comics. Because he loved him.
Yeah, because he loved him.
That's fantastic. Now you know how strippers
they
feel. It's an incredible feeling.
Rands.
They do it at church.
They do it at the church.
What church
do
you go to?
No, like if you go and you dance, the Nigerian guys actually go and like...
But then now that's why people are going to church.
No, but that's money for Jesus. You must put it in the collection.
Sure. Yeah, you must.
Okay, this is my interpretation of me beatboxing at Summit, right?
Okay.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome on stage.
He stopped me. Doing himself.
So now that ability to do there with three or four different levels of people in your mouth.
Sure.
Which is the same thing at the strip club.
At strip club, yeah.
But now so there's a girl moaning, there's a drum beat, and then there's a sort of a humming bass line.
And a tap dancer.
And a tap dancer doing tap.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's four people in your mouth.
We could also laugh on top of that if you wanted.
But that is just the ability to do that. I think a lot of the comics, like you like to beatbox every now and then. As a part of your joke, you'll do, like if someone's in the audience.
Yeah, if I'm doing a club song, if I'm leaving, like trying to leave the dance floor, I do the beatboxing thing. So that I
didn't even know this.
Mark, you've never seen me do the gig.
You're beatboxing behind my back.
H-Do, yeah, I'm sorry. I should have told you about
that. I didn't know there was a beatboxing manners.
Morgan, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's ethics and morals. Yeah,
sorry, man.
Well, you're going to come out with me and Eric one night.
Eric's always at my shows, right? Because he's always at the box, right?
I'm always at your shows.
Guess what he does there?
I like this. Yeah.
So you've obviously picked up some tips and tricks. If I come out one day and you're beatboxing when I'm beatboxing, I'm going to beatbox you.
No, but there's no need for that because I'm never going to beatbox at that level. Like, I know personally.
Who else does it? Because you're kind of unique in the areas of beatboxing, voice manipulation.
As it stands, I think I'm pretty much the only one doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
What happened to Cybot? Cybok?
Don't know.
Cybot.
Cypher. That was his name. Cypher.
Okay.
I heard about him, but he stopped.
British guy, yeah. Excellent. Another beatboxer, George, also just moved to Cape Town. I think he's more of a businessman now. So
but I like the fact that you're bringing the comedy into it.
Yeah. I mean, I had to, Dave. I mean, you can't just be a beatboxer.
Because you know what would happen when I saw Cybot? He'd go on for too long, and I thought, everyone's interested in really getting into the vibe that you did. You did seven different things. Tell a story, and I loved the fact that I would love to be able to beatbox.
Because
there's so many things in the story where you're talking about a thing you might have done or a song that was playing in the background while you were doing the thing. Just must be awesome.
I would love you not to beatbox because then I got competition. As it is, it's fun. Now I've got Eric to deal with.
No, you don't have to deal with me, man. I don't beatbox that much.
Eric does. He sort of did like a real, like a, it's like a, it sounded like a, when you just put the record on.
Oh, okay.
Oh no. Oh! This got nasty up in there.
Dirty Beats Volume 3. Available at CNA.
Dirty Beats.
Only the CNA in
Kingdom. I also have a beatboxing joke.
That wasn't a joke. That was pretty serious.
No, I'm just saying I have one.
This is fun for these beatboxing jokes.
No, I stole it from Eric.
Good, hit it.
No, Eric does it.
But do it.
I stole it from
him. How many R's is
do
in that now. Eric?
Do it.
Since you guys are far enough away from each other.
Do it.
Can I just say that I dressed up nicely for this podcast for Spring Day?
Oh, man, you killed it, Dave.
Punch, you're wearing the same shirt you wore at Parker's on Saturday.
Look like you're on the Letterman show, bro.
Hi, welcome to Letterman show. Can you just take some pics there, Morgan?
You guys are in my Insta story now.
All right, we're good. What is the Insta? Okay, explain to the young, to the older comedians what a fucking Insta story is.
Instagram, and then you have, there's a story on every social media platform now. I actually just realized today that Facebook's even in Facebook Messenger, you can have a story.
Yeah.
What the hell?
And also, sometimes I want to phone, obviously I don't know the people because it's Instagram, but I want to really say to them, like, that's not worthy of even holding up your phone for. Done that you drove to work.
Yeah.
Driving to work now.
And singing songs with the radio, like,
no, man.
So
I've never put up an Insta stories. I feel that nothing in my day. That's what he does.
He's being an asshole towards me.
Is that what you do?
On the way to gym, yeah.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
You fucker.
But it's never like a trendy song. It's a song from like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's really.
I'm singing along to this.
It's like, really disturbing. It's something you just skip through.
Morgan, we have part of the show. Skip through. You skip through an actual Insta story.
You just tap it. Yeah, and if you want to, I hold it sometimes and it pauses it. Then I look at Eric, at the pose that he's in.
This cunt, what does he think?
So you do that, eh? You do the Insta stories in the way.
Yeah.
Well, me and you and I are going for a drive. We're going to do some funny stuff then. Okay, we're going to go in the Taz. It's called Tazzing with Taz, Jazzing with the Taz. Jazzing with the Taz.
In razzle
dazzle. Morgan, you need to go. You've got a meeting with a client. What does that involve? I know, I don't want to tell me everything, but tell
for
me
a
what
gig,
it is.
For a gig on Thursday night that I'm emceeing, and I think they just want to go over the script.
Who's it for? The client, but what do they do?
They're launching an upgrade center. For vehicles.
Dave's stealing gigs now.
If I could
leave this meeting now, I could make it to your secret client.
Yeah. What is like when you say reading over the script? Is that like, okay, Morgan, what you're gonna do is you're not gonna go.
I think it's the
just go.
They're very strict with beatboxes. Please no. Like, you know when you unplug your amp and it's still plugged in and you put the thing down
and it doesn't.
Yeah. And you try and move it. Hey, can you do feedback on a mic?
Sounds like my ex-wife. But
were you married?
That was a joke. There's the comedians.
You're married to a mosquito. So hang on. So you're going to see the client. They're going to go through the running of the evening. But you're a good-looking dude, so you should MC more. I feel.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm not trying to say. Yeah. I'm not going to go gay.
I hope
now.
The clients are listening.
Because I think Punch is also good looking.
Yeah, because they book you on your looks, right? Isn't it?
For sure.
Something like that. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Especially if they're doing an upgrade center.
That's why Eric will never do all
this. Yeah, I know.
Jeez, he's got you. Hey, this is a schoolboy shit going on here.
It is.
It's a very mature podcast. We do not invite you to this the main host
from school though. I remember used to giving Eric so much shit because I miraculously became a prefect in grade 12 and LMT whatever. Yeah. But I was the guy that caught people smoking and went, guys, you're not supposed to smoke, give me a drag. Like, and I think I used to give Eric shit. I used to go, man, you're not wearing your belt today.
No, you would say to Eric, please start smoking or do something naughty.
I
was the other side of that. They would, every time they go, what happened there? They'd call 12 guys in the office, and then every single one would go, Levinson told us to do it. Like, oh, fuck's sake.
These bastards.
Yes, they just throw you under the bus. I was that guy.
I was that guy in class. Like, I was the noisy guy in class. And then I'd come back
Bring the noise?
I'd come back to punishment because I couldn't whisper in class.
You still can't whisper, bro.
I don't. Fuck whispering. Why do we need to whisper? I want you to hear what
I'm saying. I've worked out that he's on mic too.
You're
going to a corporate, you're going to MC. It's a job. It's a proper part of the industry.
This is a job.
When is it? Thursday night?
Yeah.
I'm doing a casino night to raise money for a guy with no legs.
Oh, okay. Wow, okay.
You said raise money.
Yours is for real money though, eh? You're getting paid.
Are you doing stand-up or?
He's not. No, his name is actually Stan. He's called Stan. And the guy raises money, 30 grand for a leg, and he just gives it to you. Doesn't ask for anything.
Stan never gets
30 grand.
Stan does triathlons, bro.
This sounds like this gig.
In his one leg, and he's the ninth fastest in the world in that class.
Holy
of the one leg.
You say one leg, he runs a triathlon.
He runs. He puts a prosthetic on.
Oh, he's got one real leg and one not real leg. Oh,
well, you don't know the difference.
Imagine someone just hopping to the finish line.
I think it would be better to have one leg than no legs.
That's why he feels like he needs to help guys get at least because he gets handicap parking.
Yeah,
he feels
he gets handicap parking.
You know when I got circumcised,
oh boy.
I felt the need to
start a charity.
I also couldn't walk. Like, I felt like I should be allowed to park.
Hashtag bring back my foreskin.
When were you... This, you're talking about the proper 14-year-old circum, not the Jewish one, three days.
No, I did it like...
The mountain one.
2 weeks. Yeah. 6 weeks ago.
Okay, wait. This is part of the show. Morgan, before you leave, we're getting something
cool.
No, I
want to hear this.
We're going to talk about that now because part of our show is I See What You Did There, okay. Which is like a news... And because this podcast goes out into the ether, it could be listened to at any time. So we don't want to be punchy news.
No, of course.
We want to in-depth talk about it. Yeah, so we're going to talk about this stuff going on. Punchy news.
I did.
We don't want the news to be the latest news. We're going to talk about stuff. But before you, because you got to leave to Randburg.
Yeah.
You've got your corporate gigs and things are happening. So are you going to come to a comedy club and just do a comedy set with no sound effects?
Yo, I've done that once before and I bombed out. You were there, Eric, or not?
The box.
No, he wasn't there. It was at the box. I bombed out so bad.
You had a full Eric experience.
Yeah. Let's leave Eric alone. Yeah, he's taking so much damage.
I've seen
Eric
kill, man.
He's not even laughing anymore.
We've all
just
bombed.
Taking it. Just take it. Come like to absorbent.
So then I like your vibes, man. That's good. And also, I want to invite you to do us a little intro song for the Just Now podcast.
Definitely.
So you're going to do an outro now as you leave. Okay. I don't want you to be late for your meeting.
Cool.
And so you're going to leave now. We're going to say this is not the end of the podcast, but this is the start of See What You Did There.
I remember.
Switch off the music. There we go.
Okay, this is now the next part of the show.
And then we're going to fade him out, and then I'll do the I See What You Did There. This is going to be so incredible.
Cool. Okay, people that are listening, this is where we do it.
Yeah, but I'm in a bit of a rush, so I'm gonna do it in my car. Okay.
Okay.
So this is me getting in.
This is Morgan driving away. This is him as he's driving away. Because obviously the music has to start getting softer. Like, I don't know. There he goes. Yo, cheers, Morgan. I'll see you, man. Cheers.
That's his mic.
Oh, wrong mic.
Morgan Beatbox. Thank you very much. And it is called, it's Morgan, not your real name.
No, my
like Fresh.
Beatbox, yeah.
You've changed
my mom's surname is Beatbox.
I remember her from school.
Did you beat her box?
This is going into
so good. It's so good that you're leaving now.
Yeah.
Just as we start talking about moms. Yeah.
Why did everyone look at me as you said moms?
We did this thing at Poppy's last night where the guys were talking about how inappropriate it is to make fun of people's mothers. Because that's how fights start.
Yeah.
Like the minute you make, your mother.
Well,
except
when McGregor fights Mayweather. Then punches. It starts on a checkbook.
Yeah, but
how much do you want?
Yeah, but no, that's what I'm saying. So now the fighting thing happens with the mothers. So then I got beat up one. No, not beat up. I got threatened to be beaten up. Because I made fun of the dude's mother and I never made fun of people's mothers again. I then started making fun of their fathers. Oh. And people don't really care if you make fun of your father.
They don't care.
Because your father must come defend his
own
honor.
Well, in Boxburg and Springs, your father leaves when you're three.
Yeah, so then...
No one gives a fuck.
Then if you go... Your father is an ass boy. You're like, bring your father. Let him fight me. And then after school, your father's just fighting a grade 5 boy with like a lot of
the guys at Reicher Park, you know where my father lives?
Goorie.
You can find my father for me? He's on a milk box.
Fight boy. Yeah, your father must defend his own honor.
Morgan, thank you.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to tell people? You got gigs and coming up?
Okay, well, the next comedy show, Tilt, is this Wednesday.
And Tilt is in?
Boxburg.
Proper.
Tilt Resto, yeah. Okay, it's a Resto bar. We got Trevor Goombi, we got Snooze, Tracy Lee Oliver. It's Olivier.
And you're involved in a little bit of the booking side of things?
Yeah, so this is actually something that I'm running, but I'll be hosting my own shows as well. Eric was at the first one. It was blazing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Tilt.
Yeah, it was nice.
Oh,
did you hit someone with a microphone again?
Almost. Actually, I almost did.
I'm going to change your name to Dangerous Eric.
Dangerous Eric.
Yeah, and other than that, nothing really big. I'm doing my first kind of party gig that I haven't done in a while, which is Wet and Wild, 23rd of September.
I'm there.
Yeah.
That sounds way more fun than comedy.
Yeah, so that's going to be a party karate of note.
But you'll be playing actual beats.
Then I won't be doing comedy, of course. Like getting people to dance and stuff using my
Can you beatbox all the way out of the studio?
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to put my...
Ladies and gentlemen, Morgan Beatbox joining us. We're going to have you back again when we talk about producing comedy and the stories
all that
you've had.
Stuff.
Cool.
Because we realize that now that you're actually a player in the industry and we need to get more of you on the show. Thank you very much. So as you leave, you just beatbox the fuck out of yourself.
Morgan, book me.
You're so good. I want to have your babies.
Book me. I'm going to send you my bio.
We love you, Morgan Zorro.
Good luck at the meeting. Well, that was fantastic.
Morgan Big...
Something you don't expect.
Can I offer up some music for our background music?
You can. I prefer this.
No, but I want to offer up some music. Cause I feel like it's very repetitive and it's dope as well. And it doesn't distract us because that is slightly distracting.
Oh, you don't like your...
I feel like I need to go make my dad some tea now. That's how I feel. Yeah, like, oh my God. I feel like I'm in an elevator. I'm just like, can I get...
That's what you said last time.
Yeah, because it's the truth, man.
Well, we're trying to get you to think that you are, and then you just get out. Like, where's Eric gone? I don't know. I think it's lingerie, floor 7. Punch, we're finding some new music. As a young artist, this is where we... This is the... I like what you did there. I see what you did there.
I
forget the sections of the show. Because it's spring day.
All these sections.
Yeah, well, this first section is we talk to a guest, then we do, I see what you did there. So you went through the ritual of circumcision.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get...
How was it?
There we go.
See, it's just
this
catchy.
Is such nice circumcision music.
Yeah.
So hey, guys, welcome to the circumcision party. Why don't you all take out your Fanta can now? Sharpen it up.
That's so scary.
In Cape Town, I heard that the one guy just doing circumcisions, we cut a Fanta can at an angle, sharpen it on like a rock, and slice the oaks... foreskin off with a can.
And it went perfectly.
Nope. He died.
Yeah.
So I know that a lot of the ritual is a secret. Not a secret, but it's sacred. So it's not for everyone to know. But you went through it recently, 14 years old?
Yeah, man. Everyone keeps asking me, did you go to the mountain? I'm like, yeah, I had to climb the stairs at Helen Joseph. it was hard, bro.
So, but you went to the mountain.
Yeah, and everyone's like, it's not painful. No, I didn't go to mountain. No.
Okay, yours was done surgically properly.
Yeah.
That's why you're still alive. But have you got friends or people that have died doing that?
Not died, but I know a lot of people who've gone to the mountain. One of my friends is going like in December.
Yeah?
Yeah. And
he's going now?
Yeah, he's going.
Is he nervous?
I'm scaring him every day, bro.
just so you weren't scared?
Do
you have a mentor, like an uncle or dad or someone takes you, walks you through it or lets you know?
No.
You're 14 years old, man.
The reason I got circumcised was because of my little brothers, because they were going, and I was like, I've got to do it before you now, because there's no way I'm going to be the only one in this house.
They'd already done it.
No, they were going. I did it a day before them.
I'm not here to judge, but I honestly feel like if you still have your... Do you have your...
Well, no, the Jewish surname, they just chopped you because of your surname. I didn't have... Right. I've had an argument with Vanner.
Because I feel like it's more of a duty now as a man.
Have you had that argument with Vanner?
What, about foreskin versus no foreskin?
He says you can sue your parents for violence.
They're working
for,
on that.
But you can sue your parents. I'm like, why? I'm sorry, 3 days old. He says, exactly. It was abuse. So you can go to a court and say, yeah, when I was 3 days old, my parents abused me by chopping off half my stick.
I honestly think that there's only one reason to get circumcised. There's this thing called, is it filler something? Where like you're born with foreskin that like, it's non-retractable.
Oh, okay. So it's strangling. It really is not. It's
cutting off blood.
It's cutting off blood and there's something going wrong. Okay. So that's a medical reason. All right. Yeah. So that would be cool.
That's actually
but then
why
you can't explain thousands of years. It's not hundreds. Thousands of years of Jewish tradition of having the males circumcised after six days of birth. It's not when they're 14. It's like right there when they're born.
I think it's better because there's no pain when you get
older. I don't remember. I know I didn't talk to anyone for a year.
Me neither. I was quiet. I was like,
so we three circumcised men here.
I feel like that's...
Oh, you know what's nice? It's the 1st of September, so it's not Women's Month anymore. So we can talk about our dicks.
We can talk about this dick shit.
Okay, cool.
This dick shit.
So how's your
mine is nice.
Penis health.
No,
do you ever use it in comedy?
Pictures, I looked at the pictures of like, you know, the ones which aren't retractable. There
were other guys' cocks.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
The non-retractable one. And like, you know, everyone is like if you're not circumcised, you have like, what's it called? A polonic.
Woody.
Yeah. Yeah, like that. And I was looking at those. Those ones are like onesies, bruh. Because they cover everything. It's just like...
You want to see my onesie?
Yeah, see my onesie.
Okay, so this is not where I wanted the show to end
this
up.
Is really not
but this
where.
Is interesting because Vanner Clute and I almost had a we came to
first
a little bit
fight.
Of a yeah.
Almost had a McGregor versus
why?
Because
I said to him like Vanner, leave it. Like just understand that it's a tradition in a religious sense.
Yeah.
And that I have no idea what happened when I was 3 years old, and I'm not going to sue my parents for mutilating me because I happen to like the look of my cock. It looks like streamlined fucking racing stuff.
Yeah,
exactly.
So he said, but that means that you're derogatory or it's almost like racist towards my penis, where you think there's something wrong with it. I said, there's nothing wrong with penis.
No.
I would suck it if I had the time, but I've got to go on stage now.
Yeah, I need to perform.
I know it was. We were angry, man. But he said the next day, he phoned me and apologized if he was a bit pissed.
I remember seeing a porno where a dude, like it was a Chinese porno, and this dude had like some form of cheese because he didn't clean it properly. So then I was like,
how does he get that job?
No, it's one of those awkward moments in Bourne videos.
Oh, snap.
Oh, you watch the bloopers. Yeah, that's all I watch as well. I love this. The cameraman getting slapped in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But this should also be for the sex show.
So which one did you do? Like the one where they make you sleep or the other one?
General anesthetic or local anesthetic?
You're talking about when I was 3 days old, Punch.
Oh, Eric.
I was 3 days old as well.
That the one where they do the local thing. Oh, that's something else, huh? Because everyone's like, it won't.
Oh,
be
you mean like a dentist that just that area just around that your area. Dick gets numb.
Yeah,
but it takes a while.
You know what's nice? If you come out there and your dick's still numb, you could do some tricks. You're like, check this, and slam it in the door, and you put it in your Coke, put it in a cup of tea.
You realize
at
you're
the
not
bar.
Strippers, right?
No, but I would
you're
do
not
that.
Doing stripper
I would
comedy.
Go down to the bar and say, give me a cappuccino, and then just put my dick in the cappuccino and go, check this trick. No, I wouldn't.
I want 500 bucks. I'm going to put my dick in this cappuccino.
What I want to talk about with Punch
is?
Punch Ngelo. Punch Ngelo.
Punch Nai Gasella.
Punch Gasella. You, as a young comic, what's it like entering into this little vibe? Who else? Who's on your side? Who's with you? Who do you comic with?
I comic with Eric, you know, like other open spots.
I know he's told me. He's trying to get rid of you. Like you follow him around, ask him for lifts, borrow 5 rand for the parking machine. Like a little, it's lekker though. He looks up to you, Eric. I just want to let
Eric was nominated for an award, bro. Well done. How's that?
That's next week Saturday.
No, Punch, you, am I right? You get a paid slot at Parker's on Saturday.
Yeah.
You're a middle act.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Punch
is now that's actually
no, Punch
in terms
is now
of
more established than me because I'm not paid at Parker's. I'm not.
But I rate that as a scale. Like if a guy's getting paid to do a middle slot at an established club, yeah, you've made it. Now you're not going to get lazy. You're not going to slack off. You're
no,
actually going to start working harder.
Work harder, actually.
Okay, cool.
Because
there used to be a section. I know this show doesn't sound like it has sections. It was called Industrious Bastards.
Yes.
When Dusty ran the show.
When Dusty ran
and he
the
called
show,
it
yeah.
Industrious because of Dusty.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was funnier when he did it.
Industrial.
Yeah, yeah. But what I do want to know is, like, as a young comic, who's mentoring you? Who's inspiring you?
Ah, man, your pop-ups, Robbie Collins, they show you the ropes and, you know, give you gigs here and there and also, you know, tell you what you're doing wrong and what you're doing good here.
And you don't mind taking advice like that? Like, if Robbie comes and says to you, this joke works better if you do this?
I try it out because that's where you have, like, guys who do add-ons and write material for other comics, you know? Yeah. So, like, right now I'm actually thinking of writing for some people.
Have you seen a guy do a ghostwriter?
Don't look at me, bro.
But a ghostwriter.
Don't look at me. I don't even
write
for myself.
I was going to kill a couple of rappers, but they did it to themselves.
I did not know you listened to hip hop, right?
No, only when on this show. There's really no reason for me. I do my own hip hop in the car.
Everybody's suicidal. They don't even need no help. Oh. The shit is elementary. I'll probably go to jail if I shoot at your identity and bounce the legs.
Really? Woo!
Yeah!
King Kun. Everybody want to cut the legs.
All right. Relax.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I haven't watched the movie.
There's a movie.
Roots.
Kendrick Lamar's got a movie.
Roots. No, Kunta is from the movie Roots. King Kunta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. I haven't watched it.
Just come closer to the mic there.
I haven't watched it.
Any advice for young comics? Because I get asked advice, and I realize the way we did it in comedy 17 years ago is not happening like that now.
Yeah.
There's more clubs for you to work at. There's more chances. But there's also, it's more difficult to get in because there's more comedians.
It is. I heard like Joe's now doing auditions.
Auditions on a Monday
night. It's called
New
Kids, yeah.
Not that. New Kids is on a Wednesday. That's if you pass the audition on a Monday and you're on your way to getting paid.
Listen, you know what? It's his club.
You
must do it. Overseas, you're not going to get a gig.
Yeah, you can't
you
just
gotta,
rock
no,
up.
You,
and
in New York,
yeah.
I had to go and sell 7 tickets somewhere so that I could get 5 minutes of open mic. So I just bought 7 tickets, did my open mic. I mean, I'm going to stand around.
You had budget, bro.
True. I'm going to stand around Times Square selling tickets to strangers so that I can get 5 minutes of open mic. No chance.
So yeah, that's what happened. Yeah. So,
and what is your plan?
So
for
advice,
getting gigs?
No, before that, advice to other comics that are in your bracket and lower
age bracket or what?
Your
I would say that you're feisty, man. You're way above. You're punching way above your weight.
I see what you did there.
Can I design your poster for your one man?
I did a half-hour show, but yes, that would be... Do you design posters?
Yeah, that's my business.
That's
my business.
9 to 5.
But I'm looking at... I want to do like the Punch washing powder box.
That's
what
fire.
I want to do.
Instead
I'm going to do that.
Like for me, I feel like I rushed a lot of stuff. Like
when you did the half an hour?
Advice. Yeah.
Okay.
The half an hour went absolutely great. But like
where was it?
It was at Pop Art.
And you booked yourself
up.
A show with your with poster and you took
yeah
yourself.
It was happening with Ngobile. It filled up. It was amazing. It was half
you shared
half
it with who?
With Ngobile.
Say that. I love when you say that. Say that again.
Ngobile nonching.
I can't do that.
It's sound. It's the click. It's the, come on now, you African. Come on, Dave.
No, but I had all my teeth removed, so I can't get any suction.
And here I was giving you an African name. You don't
David.
Just get. You don't.
Ngobile.
So
Eric just did it.
You are close. Ngobile.
Yeah, there you go.
I got no teeth.
There you go.
I'm old.
Mobile.
You need. I need an extra tooth at back here to get suction.
Just help your tongue along. Like, go forward. Go do the click.
Okay, but we're not yet to learn how to
almost
do clicks.
Almost like Morgan beatbox there. Come on, do it again.
I can do a guy getting out the shower. I don't beatbox songs. I beatbox like
people,
noises.
Interactions.
This is the fridge closing.
Yeah, that is the fridge closing. Oh.
This is Dave finishing.
Thank you.
This is Dave finishing.
No, I'm actually very quiet. I don't like anyone to know that I'm coming. I just, no, not even, nothing. I just stop moving.
Completely.
Yeah, that was nice. Thank you. Are you going to call the Uber yourself or must I?
I'll let myself out.
Yeah, I'll let you out of my
Okay, now, but now, in the news, we're not talking about circumcision.
Wait.
This
still
guy.
Can do the advice. What is your
yeah,
advice?
Yeah, I was saying.
Let's start there, advice.
I rushed a lot of things. I rushed a lot of things when I started.
You talking about on stage rushing material or rushing
your
career?
No, rushing my career.
Okay.
A lot of people tell me this because like, I wish they told me before. Like I have a lot of guys like Bongani and whatnot who go, you know, this could have been your year. Oh, this could have been your year. Because like I feel like even like with the Comics Choice thing, I was barely a year last year when I applied. I was like 6 months in.
Stupid.
And I went in with
went
it.
Because
like,
now you know that now in next year you can't go
you can't,
newcomer anymore.
Yeah, you
yeah,
can't.
I
no,
can't.
You
so
can.
Think,
you can. You
3 years.
Newcomer for 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
So
last
was like back off a bit. But how do you tell a young guy to not do this stuff? You know what I mean? No one's gonna. You young.
They won't
like,
listen.
Yeah, I want to do this. Yeah. I want to be famous. And
I mean,
like,
if you look
slow
at
down.
If you look at even Loiso Kola was telling me, he was like, take your time, because I mean, he started actually
17. He was still at school.
Oh yeah, I started younger than him.
He was still at school. He used to do his own work backstage.
Yeah, he started at 17 and LNN only came for him at like 24, 26.
Yeah.
So like it didn't make sense for me also to just try and rush it like that.
Yeah.
So I should have taken my time a little bit more, and that's what I'm doing, trying to build the material.
But so do young guys see these things and they're like, this is for me, Trevor Noah.
Exactly.
They're like, I want that.
They
want
to fill up the dome next month.
Oh. Listen, you can. I think there's no one stopping you.
There's no one stopping you.
Samari. Samari did it, bro.
Did he fill up the dome?
No.
But it's got to be half religious, half comedy.
Yeah.
Is it? That's where it's happening. I want to make it rain at the church.
Is he half religious?
No, man, he's not religious.
There's got to be.
No,
the church.
He is.
Just don't bang on the table there with my things. I don't know if people like it.
Summary's good.
And Comics Choice, did you enter last year? That was your first
newcomer.
And you're doing it again, obviously, this year? Newcomer again?
No. Oh,
you only do the showcase once, but you're in the category for 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I did mine 2 years ago and I was nominated this year.
Would you have listened to advice that someone said, don't rush into those things?
I did.
Did you?
I did.
Who
yeah.
told you,
I was
Jason?
I was going to enter 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And then they were like, nah, it's not your time.
But how do you feel? Because it's quite a hectic thing to tell someone.
But you need to listen
you,
sometimes.
No, the thing is, at the time, you going, wait, why don't you want me to get forward in life? Because then they
exactly.
go, the thing is, at this present moment, you're funny, but there's work for you to do. You can get better than this.
Oh.
And we don't want you.
That's the way to do it.
We don't want you.
You can get, you on your, you're on a path.
And doing a mediocre five, and then people are like, fuck this guy, we're not going to watch
then
you.
Then your career's over.
Because if you go in and you do a strong fire set, then people are going to go, okay, cool, he's got potential, we can see he's working hard, let's see where he goes from here. Because if you do come
who
out
was
in
that
the public,
who was that person?
Who was that person?
A couple of people.
There were a couple of people, yeah. A whole bunch of people. Jason,
I think someone like Joe tells a young comic, listen, you can come to my club. Can I ask you to either come for audition or can I see a tape of you at another club? Mm. And a lot of the guys have got upset about that. They've gone like, fuck you, Joe. If you don't want me in your club, I won't work in your club. Yeah. I kill at XYZ. And he's like, I don't care. I don't know who you are.
I haven't seen you.
I've got people paying
$150
at the door.
They came to see good comedy. They came to see Punch Gasella.
And also, don't lie to the guy if you've got Punch Gasella. Did you enjoy your Parker's run?
Huh? It was fire. It was
but you
fire.
Said Wednesday. Was it Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Was
it? No, it was Thursday.
How many people in the audience?
It was like 34.
I heard 15.
Who said 15? No, it was 34.
Is it that you went and checked?
Yeah.
And you know, in
was,
that club, 34 people is quite widespread, eh? Yeah. They will sit all
like
over the place.
If you put like 34 people though in pop art,
yes,
then it's something else. I remember I was like freaking out before I went on because I was with Alfie and someone was dying. And I was like, oh, this is going to be terrible. He was like, just because it's a few people and you see another comic
who's
dying.
Alfie?
Alfred Adrian.
See, no, you call him Alfie?
When you start calling people by these pet names, hey.
I call him AIDS.
Everybody older than me is Mr. Somebody. Mr. Somebody or
you
Uncle
should call
somebody.
Me Uncle Dave.
Uncle Dave.
Then the other day I got bumped off to Mr. Uncle Dave.
Yeah, you were Mr. Uncle Dave on Twitter, yeah.
Yes, please.
Yes, Mr. Uncle Dave.
So now, that's exactly what Joe Park is getting at, is that it's okay that you rocked pop art with 34 people. Yeah. Can you rock Parkers with 34 people? Get
when
them involved.
People are widespread. When they're widespread.
Although as a host, he should get them all to kind of, listen, guys, we've got a small crowd. Let's all come to the tables here. We'll give you 5 minutes. We'll play some music. In fact, I'll get you can all have a tequila. I would buy them for the guys. It's 10 rand a kilo. That's going to cost you $300.
The biggest thing about a small audience is that's where you find out if you're really funny.
Got your stuff.
Because if you're doing 340 people,
someone's going to laugh.
And what's the key when it's small people? What do? Slow down.
Slow down.
Guess what everyone does? They
speed
up.
Yeah. Mm. Because it's intimate. You're speaking to just these people here. You're not performing to people.
Plus, you don't
sitting.
Have that wild laughter that someone does that is infectious.
Yeah.
If someone laughs, everyone looks at them because
no
they want to know.
Yeah, they want to understand why they're laughing. Oh. There's no seed laughter. So in 340 people, there are about 50
kind of like a corporate I did last night around a LARPA. Yeah. Have you ever been invited to those?
No. I did.
As soon as they said
invited
it.
Invited to what?
Yeah, a LARPA is an Afrikaans word for crawl.
Yeah.
Think about a round fireplace.
Yeah.
A rondavel hut with a thatched roof. And 40 people in chairs sitting around a fireplace. No
you
mic.
Have to make them laugh.
No microphone. It's after. It's. She said, "Listen, they're gonna go to the conference holder, and then you're gonna make them laugh. And then they're gonna have dinner. So they're coming out of the conference. Their brains are fried. They learnt about PowerPoint. Stickent. Now
so
they
Dave,
come.
I just need to ask one question. How did you handle your death?
No,
I would die.
Here's the thing that
slow
that,
down
that,
and
that,
talk to them. Man.
This is also something I learned personally because I did a gig for Toyota last week. When you do it was an awards thing that they asked me to do. So the thing
but
is,
you must remember, it's the highest, it's not the real Toyota.
Yeah, it's the highest, it's the taxi association. Okay. So they were throwing like oak uppies and stuff at me. So the thing that we need to understand is when we are doing comedy at comedy clubs where people have paid money to see comedy.
Yeah.
When you go to a corporate, you need to remember that you are the extra entertainment of the evening. So I'm not saying bring your B game or bring your C game. Still be on your A game, but don't expect them to laugh like they would in a comedy club.
It took them last night five hard minutes of just letting them know that just relax, be safe.
Yeah.
I'm saying stuff that's not necessarily true. I'm talking about a joke and I'm manufacturing a situation that didn't exist so that I can put a punchline in there.
Yeah.
And it took them a while, and then by the end of it, they were properly
they
laughing. But there was 48 minutes of standing around a fireplace with no sound.
See? So
that's why I'm in the suit.
Now,
I didn't get changed from I just ran out of there.
Now that's the other thing. There you can't be too hard on yourself as well, because you have to also go, this is not a comedy club.
Yeah.
These people are here for another reason.
And plus they're all related to each other they're bonded by their work. So say now these guys were farmers.
Yeah.
So they sell farming feed to farmers. They sell cow food and chicken food. Scientifically generated. So they're bonded by what they do. Whereas I'm an outsider. So it was a big lesson. It was massive. But the thing, I've done it before, so I know what to do.
Yeah.
But now your young career. I'm interested in this because I want to have more young comics on here, just chatting about their stuff. So Punch Gasella, where can we see you?
I'm on tonight. At Mumsy's gig.
Oh yes, that's at the.
This damn thing keeps switching on me. Sorry, my bad. That's me. That's
we still
me.
Got
that's
music.
No, we still got the music.
Okay, cool.
It's just this
so your Mumsy's gig is at the Hard Rock Cafe in Sandton.
Yeah.
A little bit difficult. Do you know that the room's wider than it is long?
I've heard it's intimate and stuff.
Yeah,
like
it is.
That.
Very intimate.
I'm going to
tell you what
fun.
You've got on your side.
All I can say is focus on the audience. Don't look at the robots. It sounds stupid now.
Because the robots keep changing when you're looking outside.
Oh, shit.
Don't look at the robots.
And also, you know what you got on your side? And I saw this on Friday. I only obviously saw you Friday and Saturday, and I've never seen you before.
Yeah.
The one time I saw you was at a competition, but I get a bit cringy at competition. I don't know if that's just me.
Competitions are weird,
Because I'm an established comedian, I watch guys and I cringe because I see them making, if they talk about rape or and I just go, come on, bro, this is a competition. Talk about your dog. Talk about cutting your hair.
Yeah.
Get us into your vibe. Yeah. And then if I see the guys doing stuff, I just cringe and I walk out. So not that yours is good or bad. I saw you doing the Savannah. It must have been something, man. It was
I think Parkers. It was the Kamikaze.
It was probably Kamikaze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But on Friday, you've got a lovely, endearing quality. When the audience saw you, they were like, oh, man, oh, this guy. Yeah. Just so cute and nice.
It happens a lot.
And your laugh is infectious, but it's nice that you have the stories to back it up. Mm. Have you ever seen Ronnie Mademola when he does the laugh? Have you seen it?
It
comes out of nowhere, and then what he does, he gets the audience. Laugh, so you tell quite a corny bad joke, I think. And then
he laughs.
And then everyone just goes,
No, but they do. They go,
I smoke a lot of weed. And
so now I want to, the other podcasts have covered this. Yep. We haven't. There's a Mooty vibe going on where this guy's dug up dead bodies in a grave.
No. This is a new one. Wrong.
This is a new one. This is not the one. Your one is, we're sick of eating dead, eating humans.
Okay, yeah.
What's your one that went to the cop station?
Okay, yeah. So what happened was, there were three guys that have been doing this thing for a couple of years now. And one guy just went, you know what, fuck it, I'm tired.
Oh, yeah.
Walked to the police station, went, I eat people meat and I'm tired of this shit. And they were like,
what is he tired of? There's no variety in his diet. Yeah, he needs a bit of greens.
They all taste the same. And then he walked out.
I feel like that complaint was supposed to go to
McDonald's. Then he took out a foot.
And then he took out a foot and he put it on the counter. Okay. And then they put cuffs on him. Like,
so I know there's no comedy to do in it.
Yes.
But the other shows have gone on a serious route of it. Now, we're talking now, this is South Africa. We're never shocked by the news that we get.
Yeah.
So, yes, a bunch of people have said, we're sick of eating. So where do they get the dead people from? The morgue?
No, they killed people.
They killed some of them. God. Some of them were from the morgue.
So this is proper fucking Hannibal Lecter shit.
Yeah. Fresh killed.
And that complaint shouldn't have gone to the cops. It was for McDonald's. I'm tired of eating the same stuff. Please give me a bite.
Yeah, I want a variety. I want can I have a streetwise foot? I want a foot and a finger.
Can I have some McToes then?
Yeah, you just dip them in like little munt. I don't want to eat a whole leg.
McToes.
I just want somebody to snack on the road.
Some jalapeno sauce.
Yeah.
Can I have some white meat?
No, you can't. You can't afford that shit. Please stand in that queue over there. That's drive through, buddy. That's drive through.
Yeah, that's the drive through.
So those are separate guys. They're killing people, and he went in. And that's like the guy phoned the cops by mistake and said, "Listen, my weed guy, I want you to arrest him." They said, "No, no problem. Where are you? We'll arrest him."
Yeah,
and they arrested him as well.
Yeah, they arrested him.
But now this guy goes to the cops and says, "I'm sick of eating human food."
Yeah,
human
guys. That's how two of the other guys that were eating human meat as well. Yeah.
But now, you know what? The thing, the court case is based on, can they prove that they were?
Yeah, because the guy confessed and he whooped out a human body.
And there was food. I said food.
Food.
Humans.
Foot. How much food is this?
There was humans in his house.
In black sense on a Friday morning.
Horrible.
How about the Dutch thingy guy? The Dutch vagina
guy. The clitorises.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. Like, he wasn't eating them.
He was collecting.
He was. It was Mooty. That was based also to give to the healers.
Body mutilation.
Gav has a joke. You know that joke that Gav does where he's like, when women are like, whose pussy is this? Whose pussy? And then you have to go, my pussy. I'm just wondering, maybe someone was like, whose pussy is this? He said, my pussy. He wanted to go with his pussy home.
Yeah.
So,
you're going to eat that chair, you're going to take it home.
Yeah. Is it a takeaway? That's funny. Yeah, so these guys have apparently applied for bail as well. But two of them have said they don't want bail. And it's just a very strange occurrence in life, man. It's weird. Other news, though. What happened was, Caitlyn Jenner got flack for still supporting Donald Trump, even though Donald Trump is one of those guys that doesn't support the LGBTQIA.
Yes, yes. Taking people out of the army and whatever for being transgender.
Yeah, for being transgender.
Did he do that?
Do you know what that big long abbreviation stands for? Punch. The what? LGBT.
LGBT.
LGBTQIA.
Lesbian.
Come again.
Bye.
No, I'm saying the letter.
No.
It's LG.
Lesbian, bi, gay,
hold
transgender.
On, let me get it. Yeah, yeah. It's
yeah,
LG.
Is Q
B-T-
curious?
Q, no.
What is the
how
Q do you stand
wait?
For?
Bi, curious. That's with a C.
Q,
that's funny.
Yay. Beautiful. Right. Lesbians.
You guys want a reading test?
Lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transsexuals, intersexuals, Africans, and Mexicans. Right. So this is the...
wait, the Q?
The Q is...
curious.
Queer.
What is queer?
Queer.
Everything in this country is queer, man. The guy brought a foot into the police station. You think that's
queer.
Not queer?
That's so queer.
Because that's how my gran saw queer. She was like, that man is so queer. And we look at him, gran. He just... And queer was in those days was extraordinary.
Yeah, it was
or
extraordinary
weird.
Or weird.
I'm happy and gay and I feel queer today.
Queer. Queer is like your androgynous guys. Like people that dress up as the opposite sex.
No, that would
because,
be...
No, that... No, that is. Or was that intersex?
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, so...
Would that not be cross-dressing?
Cross-dressers.
But does Q mean
I'm
like curious?
Load up this
song
to go
so
home
this
with.
Is the thing. Right.
Listen,
so
Punch, it's good to have you on the show.
Ah, thank you.
We don't think that it's anything wrong with what you're doing. The stuff that you're doing now is going to work. Keep doing it.
It was amazing here.
Keep doing it.
It's the second time here.
Is it your second time in Cliff Central?
Yeah.
But you also thought it was being filmed for YouTube.
I was like, maybe.
No, the last time
it was... Because you dressed up and then I was like, I need to go back home and
tell the people what
suit.
Happened. I arrive here in my beach wear because I'm a comedian and it's spring.
You know how beach body dresses?
Yeah.
He arrives here in his beach body attire and they go, bruh, why are you dressed like you're going to go swimming?
Who said that? The people in the office here at Cliff Central. Why are you dressed up like you're going swimming? I said,
and
oh, really?
And he was like, oh, okay. Took off his clothes and they're like, what's happening now? And then he took out a suit. He said... MIB.
Oh, that
MIB,
now,
baby.
Now it makes sense why you were wearing
Men in
slops
black.
With your okay. No,
you,
okay,
have you got sure. plans for spring day? Do you do spring
gigs.
Day things?
Are you getting
gigs.
Wet?
I want gigs, bitch.
I'm just working now. I'm just gonna work for
Punch Casella. He's available for gigs and corporates. Are you willing to do some MC work?
Yeah, definitely. But this year,
are you good?
This month looks very busy already. So
Aish.
I also have to go down to Durban do some stuff and. Come back and we're working. Oh, probably, nice. I think next month I'm less booked, so you can definitely hit me up.
Okay, cool. But listen, we're gonna leave this now. This has been a great podcast for the Friday mornings. Thanks for listening. My name's Dave Levinson.
Get wet today. Speaking of getting wet, we will see you just now.
See you just now. Cheers, Punch.
What?
This is CliffCentral.com.